A group of goats has been evicted from weedy lots, overgrown lots on Detroit's west side. 18 goats were brought into the blighted Brightmoor neighborhood late last week. The idea? Eat the overgrown weeds and grass. But the city swooped in to shut down the goat farm called Idle Farms Detroit, saying current zoning laws just don't allow goats within the city limits. Leonard Pallara is a consultant with Idle Farms Detroit. Leonard, some background, if you will. Spell out what the plan was. The goats were going to be four-legged landscapers?
Well, yes. Actually, not just landscapers. Much of what is happening in Brightmoor is, unfortunately, that other people are coming into the neighborhood and dumping. These abandoned lots are not maintained by the city or the county, although many of them are owned by the city and the county. Some of them are private as well. And the block on Westbrook in between Acacia and Kendall, where we initiated this project, had been a dumping ground. When I was on that block in April, it was almost impassable for the amount of refuse and waste that people had dumped literally in the street. The community got together on Memorial Day weekend and loaded up five 30-yard dumpsters, so 150 yards of trash that they removed out of that block on Memorial Day. So the community identified this area for us. We went and looked at it and agreed that it was plausible for the project. And what the goats were to do was to eat the coarse brush and browse down the growing vegetation. And the way we had it established was that it was completely modular and portable, so that we would set up an electric fence for the daily grazing area. And once the goats grazed off an area, volunteers were to come in and remove the refuse and trash out of the lot so that we could slowly begin to clear the area, not only of the overgrowing brush, but also to start to remove the refuse so that we could begin the first steps of converting these abandoned lots into more suitable property for other agricultural activities. So this was very comprehensive. As well, we were hiring herdsmen from within the community so that we had a few responsible herdsmen to take care of the goats, and that we had provided a donation to the community for youth stipend so that we could have a number of young folks who would be also daily goat monitors and help in the project. So this was not just us bringing in goats. This was a community-driven project with resources dedicated to the community. All of the hired hands, so to speak, all of those funds would reside in the community. And even to the sale of the goats at the time that the 100-day grazing period in this target project would be finished, the sale of the goats would be sold, and the proceeds from the sale of the goat are to be donated back to the community as sort of a revolving, you know, seed money, for lack of a better term, to help develop more agricultural products. So,
how many goats landed in Brightmoor last Thursday?
We brought 18 of the neutered bucks, so wethers, 18 males from our dairy herd up in Northport. We brought 18 bucklings down to the Brightmoor neighborhood.
And how long before the city showed up to say no?
I almost want to say a New York minute, but it actually, we were there Thursday afternoon. The goats arrived at 1:30, and it was actually by noon the next day. The head of the Animal Control Division showed up.
And basically saying that we don't allow goats within the city limits.
Right. He was really very civil. We had a very good dialogue. It was really entirely congenial. He said that there were two questions that he had immediately. One was relating to who the goats belonged to and who owned the property, et cetera. And the second was whether or not there was a welfare issue. And so when I introduced him to the goats, he immediately acknowledged that there was absolutely no welfare issue, that the goats were in excellent condition, and that the only concern that he had at that point was that we had transgressed on the municipal ordinance 613,
okay.
which states that there are no farm animals or wild animals allowed in the within the city of Detroit.
And were you aware of that ordinance?
We were aware that such an ordinance existed. We had been networking and communicating with our community partners in Brightmoor for over a year on this. And every time that we had asked at various meetings or discussions, and it was more in discussion than actually in an open meeting, we were counseled by the community and universally by the community to please not engage with City Hall or any officials. Because it was the wisdom of the community that they would not be interested in enforcing the animal control ordinance.
Hmm.
When you accept a collaborator as a partner and their collective wisdom informs you of a certain course of action, we accepted that based on the strength of their recommendation.
Now, I do have to wonder aloud, Leonard, clearly the idle farm goats are very, very healthy, that, idle farms can handle the upkeep and veterinary care if needed. But does this not open the door to just anyone deciding, hey, me too? And you know what we see at Easter, someone decides, let's bring home a baby chick or a bunny, and then the novelty wears off. What's to say that others wouldn't follow suit and then the same thing would happen, only these would not be well-kept animals? They could be turned loose. Because clearly if the city lets idle farms have goats, don't they have to let everyone do it?
Right. And so that is why we were fully prepared, actually. I mean, there's no accounting for other people. We're only in control of our own actions, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And we were fully prepared. Our strategy was if and at any such time that the city of Detroit required us to remove the goats, that we would remove them, because we really were interested in compliance. And that was why we were able to have the goats removed by noon on Saturday. We had prepared for that as an eventuality. The question that you raise is an excellent question. And what it does is it sheds a light, a very bright light, on the fact that although Detroit has this future cities plan, they have not yet been able to perfect an ordinance that allows for animal agriculture within those agriculture zones. We at Idle Farms have expertise in operating farms. We have expertise in managing agricultural systems. And so what we were offering in part to the community in Brightmoor was that expertise and support. And as a matter of fact, one of the points that was made to Mr. Ward, the animal control manager, was that we are very interested in offering our resources and expertise to the city to engage in those discussions and to participate in a solution. From our perspective, all this did was identify a problem, and the problem is that the ordinances are not yet sufficiently, shall we say, managed for those very concerns that you raise to be able to permit agriculture and certain activities. I can see that there are solutions. There are other municipalities that have solved similar questions. And our interest at this point, if we cannot be the change in the moment because the city ordinance will not allow it, then we're really interested in catalyzing change. It's the community of Brightmoor that really wanted us to engage. We're very happy to engage with them as partners. We are not interested in backing away. We want to remain in a partnership to help them. We've met some wonderful folks. As a matter of fact, all the folks we met have been really wonderful and solid in their support. And so we may not necessarily live in that community on a day-to-day basis, but we do have a commitment to it.
So the door is not closed as far as Idle Farms Detroit is concerned to moving ahead with this if you can sit down with city officials.
As far as Idle Farms Detroit is concerned, we have completed our first step, and there's just, at the end of the day, it's either more work or less work. It's still just work, and we have a common goal with the municipality. We have a common goal with the community, and we're available.
Leonard Pallara is a consultant with Idle Farms Detroit, updating us on the goat situation in Brightmoor. Goats are gone for now, all right?
The goats are gone for now. If you want to see the same lovely goats, you'll have to go up to our beautiful sustainable operation in Northport.
Leonard, thank you so much for talking with us today on Stateside.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.